Welcome to the Ease at Abundance podcast, where we talk about all things mindset, energy, and manifestation. I'm Annette, your host and mindset coach. Each week, we'll dive into the practices and principles that empower you to create a life filled with ease and abundance. If you're seeking clarity, inspiration, or practical tips, this podcast is designed to help you unlock your fullest potential and live a life you love. So if you're ready to transform your thoughts, elevate your energy, and embrace the abundant possibilities that await you, let's get started. Welcome back to Ease and Abundance. Today, let's talk about New Year's resolutions. New Year's resolutions often start with the best intentions. We're super pumped to make positive changes, but the problem is the way we go about them often sets us up for failure. By mid-January, maybe we're already feeling a little defeated. Why? Because we tend to create these massive one-size-fits-all goals without digging into the why behind them. It's not enough to simply say, I want to lose weight or I want to get more organized. Sure, those are great goals, but they're not specific and they lack emotional connection, which makes them hard to maintain when things get tough. Plus, they often come with guilt and pressure, turning them into just another thing on your to-do list. So here are a few reasons resolutions don't stick. Unrealistic goals, vague or ambitious goals like get fit or be productive don't come with actionable steps. Lack of planning. Resolutions are made without clear strategies, which mean we don't follow through. All or nothing thinking, miss a day, and then suddenly it's why bother? And timing, January 1st isn't always the best time to commit to big changes, especially right after the holidays. Instead of relying on sheer willpower, which can burn out quickly, it's more effective to build habits and systems that naturally align with the changes you want to make. Shift the focus from overwhelming long-term goals to small, sustainable shifts. Instead of thinking, I have to do this, try reframing it to, I get to do this. This simple shift can make all the difference. Most resolutions come from a mindset of trying to fix ourselves. If I lose weight, make more money, work harder, I'll feel good about myself. But this mindset sets us up for failure because it comes from a place of not enoughness. When change stems from a place of self-judgment, it's hard to maintain when we feel pressure. And when we inevitably hit a bump, it unravels. We skip the gym one day, eat a big slice of cake, and suddenly it's fuck this, I'm done. It's that all or nothing thinking. And that's how we lose trust in ourselves. When we say we're going to do something, then we don't. And that really chips away at our self-belief. Here's the thing. If I say I'm going to hit the gym 5 days a week in January, I actually would never say hit the gym. If I say I'm going to go to the gym 5 days a week in January and I haven't gone in the past 6 months, despite saying I'll start next week, there's no way I'm going 5 days a week. And if I do, that motivation isn't likely to last long and I'm already putting pressure on myself. So intentions tap into your deeper why. They're about who you want to become and how you want to feel, not just about what you want to achieve. So for example, instead of saying, I want to lose 20 pounds, try, I want to feel strong and energized in my body. The first is focused on an outcome that feels overwhelming, while the second is focused on an emotion that fuels action. So here are a few tips. Dream big. Don't limit yourself. If you weren't afraid of failing, what would you go after in 2025? What would you ask for if you knew the answer was yes? Write it down. Playing small doesn't protect you from failure. It keeps you stuck. Focus on the feeling. How do you want to feel? Strong, confident, joyful. Let that guide your next steps. Challenge the doubt. When thoughts like, who am I to want this, creep in, remind yourself that growth starts with belief and you're allowed to dream. Keep it simple. Your intention doesn't have to be perfect, but it should resonate. So you could say something like, I'm prioritizing my health and fitness, or I'm stepping into my power and making decisions from a place of confidence. I'm creating a life that aligns with my values and passions. I'm open to new opportunities that expand my possibilities. Whatever it is, when you align with a clear intention, your energy shifts. So instead of focusing on what you lack, you focus on possibility. And like attracts like. So by aligning with growth, you begin attracting people, ideas, and opportunities that help you evolve. So you've set your intention, now what? It's time to set your specific goals. So the clearer and more detailed your goal, the easier it'll be to take actionable steps towards achieving it. For example, instead of saying, I want to grow my business, set a goal like, I want to increase my revenue by 20% over the next 6 months by attracting 10 new clients. That's specific, measurable, and focused on what you truly want to achieve. Get clear on what exactly you want to achieve, why it matters to you, when you want to achieve it, and how you're going to make it happen. And acknowledge any negative thoughts or doubts that come up, but don't let them control you. Write them down in two columns, list all of the negative bullshit thoughts on one side, and on the other side, reframe that into a positive, empowering statement. Recognize these negative thoughts are part of the process and remind yourself why this intention matters. This awareness will help you push through obstacles and stay focused on your vision. You can also journal or work with a coach to help shift your mindset. Once you've fleshed out your goals, time to break it down and start making progress. Do a brain dump of everything you need to do to achieve this goal. Then what are your tasks for the week? Put them in your calendar and make sure they're scheduled. And then is there anything on the list that you can delegate? All right, so let's wrap it up. Every step forward counts. Whether you've stuck to your habits for a week or a month, take a moment to say, hell yes, and celebrate. That's how momentum builds. So if you're tired of setting resolutions that don't stick, say this instead. Screw it. I'm not setting New Year's resolutions this year. I'm setting a powerful intention and letting it guide me. As you step into 2025, remember, you don't need a perfect plan or all the answers. What you need is a decision, a moment of clarity where you say, I'm done with this old story and I'm ready to write a new one. I hope this episode gave you some inspiration to set meaningful intentions and take the first step forward to the life you've been dreaming of. If it did, leave a review and share this episode with a friend who needs to hear it too. All right, so much love. Bye for now. And now a quick little disclaimer. The information shared on this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. The content provided here is not a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician, therapist, or other qualified health providers with any questions you may have regarding a medical or mental health condition. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are my own and do not reflect the views of any organizations I may be affiliated with. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge that I am not liable for any losses, injuries, or damages resulting from the use or misuse of the information shared. Your participation in this podcast is entirely voluntary and should be viewed as an opportunity to reflect and gain new insights to enhance your personal journey. Remember, growth is unique to each individual and your path is your own.